St. Louis Cardinals.
Foul-mouthed Omar.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that about the Democratic congresswoman, also attacking the media the day after he distanced himself from the send her back chant at his North Carolina rally on Wednesday.
I was not happy with it. I disagree with it.
Well, Democrats called the chant racist after condemning the president's recent tweet about Omar and three other Democratic congresswomen going back to where they came from as racist as well. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
The president tweeting, "It's amazing how the fake news media became crazed over the chant, send her back by a packed arena, a record crowd in the great state of North Carolina, but is totally calm and accepting of the most vile and disgusting statements made by the three radical left congresswomen." He continued, "Mainstream media, which has lost all credibility, has either officially or unofficially become a part of the radical left Democrat Party. It is a sick partnership, so pathetic to watch." Dave?
And John, Congresswoman Omar went back home to her Minnesota district for a town hall.
"We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president."
Because she added, "His policies are a nightmare to us." Iran denies the U.S. shot down one of its drones, claiming it has images from that drone to prove it's still carrying out its mission. President Trump detailed what happened yesterday, saying the drone got too close to the USS Boxer.
"Ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew."
The president's decided who he wants as the next labor secretary. A week after Alex Acosta resigned, the president tweeted last night he'll nominate Jean Scalia, whose father was a Supreme Court justice who died 3 years ago. It is hot outside. Will be today into the weekend, from Nebraska to Michigan to Maine. Heat index will hit 110 or worse. Not easy for this tourist in D.C.
"I like to wear long sleeves because I'm a skinny guy, and, like, I don't want to show people how skinny I am, right? So I just like to drink a lot of water."
This is Fox News.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Cyber Monday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Well, it's not just Democrats being critical of President Trump's comments about four congresswomen. Germany's leader is taking shots at him.
Angela Merkel saying President Trump's remarks contradict the strengths of America. The German chancellor saying people of very different nationalities have contributed to the strength of the American people. Merkel saying, "I distance myself firmly from these comments and feel solidarity with the women who were attacked." Merkel joining the leaders of Britain and Canada in criticizing President Trump's remarks. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A casualty of the war we fought against Germany decades ago has been found.
A private dive team has located the last U.S. Navy warship to be sunk by a German submarine in World War II. They found it about 5 miles off the coast of Cape Elizabeth, Maine. The sinking of the USS Eagle in April of 1945 was originally blamed on a boiler explosion, but then the Navy later determined it was sunk by a German submarine. The divers' research is expected to offer definitive proof whether the sub was indeed destroyed by a German submarine, which itself was sunk off of Rhode Island. John Saucier, Fox News.
Also in Maine, an old killer found guilty of a new murder.
A 77-year-old man who spent decades in prison for stabbing his wife to death got out of jail after being deemed too old to be dangerous. But that was far from the case. This week in Maine, jurors convicted Albert Flick for stabbing a woman to death last year in front of her twin sons. Flick was freed from prison in 2004 and sent back 6 years later for assaulting another woman. But the judge in that case refused to give Flick a longer sentence because, as he put it, Flick would not be a threat because of his age. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, at the opening bell in about 25 minutes, stocks could rise. Futures have been up all morning. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Manicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A jury in the Brent Christensen penalty phase could not come to a unanimous verdict on the death penalty, so Christensen has been sentenced to life in prison for the kidnapping and killing of visiting University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yin Jiang. The decision came on Thursday afternoon. The jury had heard testimony from 35 witnesses during the penalty phase. City of Champaign leaders have put out a statement on the city's stance on immigration. The statement reminds immigrants that the police department is not taking part in federal immigration actions, and the city of Champaign wanted to reaffirm its commitment to promoting a friendly, inclusive, and welcoming community. The Champaign County Board last night approved a six-year strategic plan. It includes the future of county facilities, attraction and retention of quality staff, the generation of money to meet the county's objectives, and the development and replacement of the county's information technology. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
3-5, three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
The excessive heat warning goes until Sunday at 7, Stevie. Today and tomorrow, we're expecting the air temps to be up to 97, but 10 degrees warmer when you factor in the heat index, which is the wind speed and humidity, down to 75 in the evening, both today and tomorrow. Relief in sight with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. The next week looks pretty good. Monday's high at 78, Tuesday 81, 82 on Wednesday. Champaign County Fair is going to be awesome, especially next week. Opens up tonight with the stock car races, demolition derby tomorrow night. Right now the temperature's at 81 on ESPN 93.5.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars.
Now retired.
In other words.
What the heck? Like 40. David Leake.
Hold my hand.
Sarco Planetarium. What are you doing, man?
Me? Well, I'm fixing breakfast. Would you like some?
They got nothing else to do today, right?
That's right.
Well, this is a big anniversary. 50 years since we landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong, I know they've released 19,000 hours. They digitized the audio of the whole program, but it's fascinating. I'd forgotten that he said, yeah, it's a kind of like a powdered charcoal, and it's, you know, I see my footprint. I mean, all this stuff. I mean, first time a man has been on the moon. Pretty cool time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. What's the significance in my life? What did all of that mean to me?
Wow, that's a great question. To me, just human beings have this will to explore. We're always trying to climb the highest mountain and go to the deepest part of the oceans. And this was sort of a natural next step. And let's face it, we also did it to beat the Russians. But it's the next thing out there, and who knows what's beyond that? Maybe going back to the moon, maybe going back to Mars.
But didn't we learn a lot in the exploration? We did testing up there all the time in space. I mean, we brought a lot of products that we developed up there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And in fact, if you look at some of the spinoffs just from the space program, that's really what the thing was about. I don't know, even back in 69 when they were trying to beat the Russians to the moon, it wasn't so much who's going to put a flag on the moon, but it was the technology at the time. Mm-hmm. You had to develop the technology to get there. And a lot of the stuff that we've got today, even, you know, the flat panel television and cell phone technology, a lot of that stuff comes from the space program.
Well, it's significant, and it's 50 years ago tomorrow. And do you remember it? Are you old enough to remember that day?
Actually, yes, I was. In fact, I was 8 years old. You can do the math. In fact, the story I tell is I was actually asleep, you know, 8-year-old kid, got to go to bed early, but my dad knocked on the door, I never forget it, and stuck his head in and says, you want to watch him walk on the moon?
Wow.
And so I walked out, and no VCRs at the time, so he actually had a camera on a tripod and was taking pictures of the TV. And the cool thing for me, anyway, is that I digitized those pictures, and I still use them today in presentations. So I got a picture that my dad took, and I was a little 8-year-old kid standing right next to him.
Anybody else remember it? You can text in if you were alive and remember. 359-2255. Should we go back to the moon, David Leake?
Well, it does seem like a natural next step. The most expensive part about getting stuff into space is just that. It's the weight of getting it into Earth orbit. If you start out from the moon, which, of course, has one-sixth the gravity, then it's easier to get other places. And then you can let your mind wander, whether it be going back to Mars. If you could mine asteroids, there's a wealth of not only information, but just materials. I mean, you could make a fortune by mining asteroids.
That didn't work well on Armageddon.
Yeah, that's
landed
true.
On the asteroid. That was kind of a mess.
Don't get me started on Armageddon.
Hey, so what? I mean, to go to Mars, it still would take like a year and a half to drive it, right? It's a long way.
Yeah, of course, I state the obvious, but with the moon being in orbit around the Earth, it's always going to be at least relatively close by. But Mars, you got to time it. Every 26 months, Mars and the Earth are on the same side of the sun, and that's when we launch our missions. So, you'd have to do some very long-range planning on that one.
Yeah, and we again, don't know what we'd get or what we'd find or anything else, but, again, it's another one of those out there to explore. It's kind of in our makeup.
That's right. Hey, Matt Damon did it, right?
So. Yeah, that's right. There you go. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, we already did that. Yeah, move on. Jupiter or something. Move on past that. Well, David, enjoy your retirement. So you're available for speaking gigs and other thing now?
Sure, yeah. I'm only 58, so I'll probably get another job doing something somewhere. But right now, just trying to get a routine together. Of course, that's what retirement's about, is not having a routine, but I've had one for the last 30-some years,
right.
I'm just getting used to it.
Oh, that's crazy. You wake up and you go, I don't have to go in.
And yeah, what do I have to do today?
You'll still be active with the Champaign-Urbana Astronomical Society, too, right?
That's correct. Well, hopefully. I'm still not getting out of the biz. We'll be taking telescopes here and there and going out to the forest preserves and still love sharing the sky with the public.
Actually, a lunar event this week, wasn't there?
There was a lunar eclipse, but we were on the wrong side of the Earth for that, like it happened in the daytime here. Actually, it's going to be a little while. You know, I don't have the day right in front of me, but like a year and a half or so before we get another lunar eclipse here.
Okay, well, listen, congratulations again on all you did at Starkle Planetarium, and thanks for the insight this morning. You have a great weekend, my friend.
All right. Thanks to both of you, and have a great day.
8:14 of David Leake, now retired director of Starkle Planetarium.
Mm-hmm, good
ESPN
stuff.
93.5, we'll go to our sports headlines coming up.
Out of town or just out of time? With Visa's Mobile Deposit, you can skip the line and deposit checks whenever you want, wherever you are. It's as easy as sign, snap, and send. Visit VC.com for details. Or download the VC Mobile app for smartphones and tablets to securely access your account when it's convenient for you. VC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got to you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brew House ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brew House at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Hey, Cardinal fans, make the trip to St. Louis. The Cardinals play host to the Houston Astros on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. That weekend, it's the 2004 National League Championship Anniversary Weekend, presented by Heartland Coca-Cola. Friday, July 26th, it's the 2004 Mystery Player Jersey. You won't know which player's jersey from 04 you'll receive until you open the bag. Saturday, July 27th, the 2004 Mystery Player National League Champions Ring, presented by Edward Jones. The ring includes a detachable base and it's wearable. Sunday, July 28th, the MV3 Triple Bobblehead, courtesy of Coca-Cola and Dearburns. This unique item will honor the MV3 trio of Scott Rolen, Jim Edmonds, and Albert Pujols. They all finished top five in the 2004 NL MVP race. A celebration of the 2004 team, July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
The decision to put hardwoods on your floor actually isn't all that hard, because the Home Depot has Bruce Plano Marsh Oak solid hardwood flooring at a new low price of just $289 a square foot. It was $379. Your floors will give you the great look you want now and a boosted resale value later when it's time to sell your home. Today is the day for doing and for adding value with Bruce Plano hardwood flooring for just $289 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through August 4th.
Yeah, you can text 359-2255. Somebody remembers.
Yes, 11-year-old had a paper route, bought a 9-inch black and white TV at JCPenney to watch this event in my bedroom. Our newspaper had a special edition with a huge headline. I had to deliver that the next day. Everyone was really excited.
He went out and bought a 9-inch black and white. That is so cool. Way to go. 8:17. That's Check Sports Headline.
St. Louis Cardinals win. That's cool, too. 7-4 was the final over Cincinnati. It's a 6-10 start. And Tommy Edmond got the long ball.
Let's see if Tommy Edmond can come through with a clutch hit here facing Robert Stevenson. Tommy was 0-for-3 against Roark. From the belt with the bases loaded. Edmond swings. He hits a high fly ball. Deep center field to the track. The wall. Grand slam for Tommy Edmond.
Sounded good.
Man.
Adam Wainwright to the mound. It's a 6-10 start on ESPN 93.5. Cubs on US 105.9 starting up a series at 120 against the Padres. John Lester to the mound. Kansas City over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 6-5. They'll have a series starting up at 6-10 against Tampa Bay. Leaderboard at the British Open. Mm. And last I checked, it was a tie at 7-under with Tommy Fleetwood and J.B. Holmes. What's also trending is Tiger, not so much.
Well, you know what? He just birdied two holes. He's at +4. He needs to get to +1 to play into the weekend. The cut line is projected at +1, so Tiger is not out of the realm of making the cut, which I know everybody would like to see him make the cut. We'll see.
Big Ten Media Days. Thanks to the folks at Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, Sports and Entertainment Travel, Sullivan Park Hill, 217 Team, at Illinois National Bank, U of I Meat Sales Room, and the Illini Inn, also in on sponsorship. We'll begin that inside the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Yep.
Jeremy Warner's grabbing coaches and athletes, and the Big Ten Media Days are always exciting in Chicago. Thanks again to the Illini Quarterback Club, Lake of the Woods Golf Course, Pia's Sports Bar, Prospect Bank, Eastland Suites, and Farmer City Raceway with some action tonight and into the weekend. You can buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
You got that going on. And you got the Champaign County Fair
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, a warm one today and tomorrow, but that's all kind of part of it.
The heat,
I like it.
Heat indices are going to be way over 100.
That lemon shake-up tastes real good.
Yeah, just stay out of the sun extended periods. Imagine if you're Freedom Roofer roofing.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is. And construction, my brother's Deuce Construction, all the best to those guys. Take AC breaks when you get a chance. Stay hydrated. High 96, low 75. 96 the high tomorrow, down to 75 again. This excessive heat warning extends through Sunday at 7 p.m. A scattered shower chance at 50% on Sunday. High 87 expected. 79 on Monday. Right now the temperature's at 81. ESPN 93.5.
Well, what can Carl help you get ready for? Back to school, that's what.
Exactly.
Stand by.
The sports physical.
All of those.
Back to school physical.
Physicals and things you need.
Laura Mabry's great insight is coming up.
We will have that in just a moment, so stand by ESPN 93.5. It's Friday, July 19 at 8:20.
Fox Business Network, Microsoft's spring quarter surprised Wall Street with very strong numbers. It reported better than expected business in its Azure cloud unit and LinkedIn. Investment firm BlackRock's quarter was weaker than forecast. Boeing shares are higher, though the company says it will spend nearly $5 billion to reimburse airlines for the disruption caused by the 737 MAX grounding. The strategy is seen as a sign that Boeing may have an idea when the planes could be approved by regulators to return to service, though the Wall Street Journal has reported that might not happen until next year, and the FAA says it has no timetable for recertifying the MAX planes. American Express shares are slipping, though its earnings were stronger than expected, and it expects to raise its dividend by 10%. American Express did not raise its forecast for the year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Well, school's out. It's still July 19, so you need to know what Carl can do for you. How about physicals? Laura Mabry's with us from Carl. Wonderful Carl. Kindergartners need an eye exam. What else do we need? Sixth graders? I don't remember getting all these physicals. I guess I did.
You know, the rules may have changed over the years.
Okay.
Let's talk about today, right? Let's make sure the kids who need those school physicals are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking here at ninth graders, and I have one, so I'm freaking out just a little bit, both about having a high schooler and making sure I get in for his appointment, and that's what we're here to talk about today.
Well, you have connections. You know people with Carl, though, and Laura. Come on. You can get them in.
We can all get our kids in. No problem at all. That's kind of why I'm here today. Like, let's let the providers continue to see patients, and I'll help spread the word today.
And all the kids who play sports, they need something to make sure they're on the up and up.
Yep. So to kind of line it out, every year for kids who play sports at school, they're going to need those sports physicals. Excuse me. We need to have a parent or guardian present for those things, and then backing up to those school physicals. Kindergartners need a physical and an eye exam. Sixth graders need a physical, and ninth graders like my kiddo Carter need one.
Okay. So as far as what's in the typical physical, it doesn't take too long.
It really doesn't, but it's such a great check, right, to make sure everything's okay with your kid. They do a head-to-toe exam. They do their height and weight. They check their blood pressure. Heart, health history, immunization check. It's a way to keep your kiddos well, and that's what we all want.
But you can do it, like, now. I mean, I'd get it early, because why would you want the crunch in August, right?
Absolutely. We've actually been telling folks all spring and summer, like, go ahead and get in.
Yeah.
It's going to be busy toward the end of summer, but you can resolve that sooner rather than later. Plenty of opportunities at our different sites, especially Urbana and Windsor. And what I love to talk about lately is the South Clinic Family Medicine Residency. So it's a walk-in or appointment. And really, it's those brand new docs who are getting their practice and supervised by some professionals who have been in the business and taking care of people for a long time. But really just yet another opportunity to go right here on our main campus in Urbana.
There's a lot of information here, Laura Mabry. Can you give me somewhere to go to kind of surmise? Where can I get all the info? Who needs what when? What level of grade? All those things.
You don't want me to just talk to everyone individually?
I think you should talk to everyone individually.
I mean, I have some time today.
We got all day.
No, I don't. Really, your best place is to go to carl.org/pediatrics. Plenty of information there. Also, a phone number that you can call and the clinic schedule. So really, again, you have all the information you need.
Well,
right
and
there.
Some various locations have expanded their evening hours to take care of these folks, especially the shots. You need to get that updated.
Absolutely. That's the way we keep each other healthy, right? By making us a safe community.
Well, Laura Mabry from Carl, we appreciate you. Thank you for your great information, and we hope everybody calls today to get their appointment.
Excellent. And just a quick reminder, the mobile health clinic is an option for folks,
nice.
Too,
yes.
And they can look online for that, carl.org.
Mobile, I want that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's great for folks who maybe have a challenge getting.
I mean, it was a headline this week about Garden Hills getting the underserved areas getting the mobile clinic
there.
So
that's all good.
Thank you.
Laura Mabry, Carl.
Carl.org/pediatrics.
Keep it up.
Thanks, guys.
Nice to see you. ESPN 93.5. All right, the show's next from Chicago. Jeremy Warner standing by. All your Big Ten media stuff in Illinois football on their unlikely march.
Yes.
To the undefeated season we all dream of.
Have
a great little time off there,
hey,
Diane.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm on vacay now until
Woo-hoo!
Next Friday, so enjoy your day.
Thank you so much. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Listen to Lon Tay and Mike Carpenter. It's Tay and Carp, weekday afternoons from 4 to 6, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Morning. Welcome in to day two of the Big Ten Media Days, the Jeremy Warner Show live in Chicago at the Chicago Hilton. And we got a packed show for you today. Yesterday we had such great Illini guests, Josh Whitman, all the players, Nate Hobbs, Alex Falcheski, and Reggie Corbin. Fantastic talking to them. Bruce Feldman as well. Isaac Trotter. Don't forget Isaac. So go back and listen to those podcasts. Really fun with all those guys. But we got a good show for you today. Going to be more reporter heavy today as we're going to talk Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune, Teddy Greenstein, the Chicago Tribune.
Tribune. I want to ask him about Illini fans and his interactions with them, because Teddy, known as the Northwestern Homer, so we'll chat to him about that, kind enough to join us. Howard Griffith, PTN analyst, Illini Great, will join us. And I just caught up with Joel Klatt, talked to him for a few minutes about Illinois. And as a Colorado guy, a program that's had a lot of struggles in an area where you think you could recruit pretty well, I thought he had some really interesting insights. So you'll hear from Joe Klatt later today as well. We're going to talk a lot about what happened yesterday, what Lovie Smith had to say. You'll hear from Lovie Smith. You'll hear a little bit more from Josh Whitman as he met with some reporters yesterday. I was asked a little bit about recruiting, about the buzz with Lovie. Has it worn off, all those things, how he feels about the program just a couple years into it. So looking forward to all that. If you want to weigh in, you can. Our text line is open, 217-359-2255. That's 359-2255. Trevor Valise is producing for us today. Can't thank him enough for cutting up all this audio.
Yeah,
it's been
work. Fantastic.
So Trevor's going to hop on with us as we go along today. Before me and Austin get into it a little bit, I want to thank our sponsors yet again. Farmer City Raceway, Eastland Suites, Prospect Bank, PS Sports Bar and Grill, Lake of the Woods Golf Course, the Illini Quarterback Club, Illini Inn, U of I Meat Sales Room, 217 Team at Illinois National Bank, Sullivan Park Hill, Sports and Entertainment Travel, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It was a good day yesterday.
Yes.
Austin, we'll talk about the football aspect of it, but you, Isaac, and I got to go to Lou Malnati's yesterday, and I went with a hot take. I went and got the thin crust pizza.
Oh, Jerry.
And it was great.
I'm glad it was good.
It was good.
You go to Lou Malnati's, Chicago, and you go thin crust.
I love the thin crust, man. I think the thick crust is a little overrated myself, but you guys looked like you had fun. We all got our personal... Was it enough pizza? It didn't look like enough pizza for you guys, to be honest with you.
I was just a touch hungry afterwards, but that's perfectly fine. It was just a nice little taste of Chicago in there.
Yeah, I'll say this about Malnati's. The crust is fantastic.
Yes.
I'm a big Aurelio's guy,
mm-hmm.
and even their saying is it's the sauce. The sauce for Aurelio's was much better in Malnati's, but it was good pizza. I was glad we went there. It was the first time I've had it in a long time, so it was good.
Yeah, I love the crushed tomato sauce that they have on top of their pizza at Lou Malnati's, but the crust is what really takes
that's
the cake.
When,
yeah, it's so buttery, and it's so crispy on the edge. It's the amalgamation of a perfect pizza, in my opinion.
They did it well. They did it really well. Then we did we got a good walk in. We got a good lather in. It was 98 degrees and humid walking back to our hotel, which was about a mile and a half. We could have taken an Uber. We did this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, let's walk off this pizza. And then we went and got a couple beers as well. But as we passed Millennium Park, the Illini Fest, Josh Whitman told us yesterday, 5,000 people RSVP'd. I don't think that many people came. But we ran into Hope Whitman on the way in here, and she said it was great last night. The Illini representation, so that was really cool that they had that right across the street from us, or a little down the street, but that was a really cool event. And Georgie did a salsa dancing, and Josh, and I know Lovie talked out there.
Yeah, I know. I hate to be that guy, but you see a guy like Georgie having autograph lines out the out the door, and he's giving salsa lessons, and you're like, maybe you should be getting a little bit money for that.
A couple grand?
Yeah.
A couple grand?
Mean,
bringing the people out?
That's an appearance fee there. But, yeah,
right.
Georgie and the Illini Fest, it looked like a great time. So many people were...
Get $5 a pop for Reggie's autograph?
Yeah. Some people were really enjoying that salsa dancing. It looked like the crowd was bumping during that time. And it looked like just a fun environment.
Cool,
man.
It just makes you think
yes.
When they win. When they win, this fan base will go absolutely nuts because they're hoping for it and they're gearing up for it. All right, you made a comment, Austin, yesterday. Kind of, we're heading up to our hotel. What was that comment?
Yesterday was about football. This Big Ten Media Days was about football. The biggest controversy for reporters' questions were, what is the competitive balance like in the Big Ten West versus Big Ten East? It's like a lot of reporters got together and were like, that's the question we ask every Big Ten West.
I didn't get that memo.
Yeah.
I didn't know that changing the East and West was the thing. So the West needs to win one.
Yes.
Right? So we can stop that. I love the geographical split.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fantastic. I know the East has been dominant. The East has the powers, the three main powers. But I just like geographical. I think it's easy. It's promotes rivalries, all those different things. And I think the West is going to be fun this year. Yeah, it might not mean they win the Big Ten, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see who comes out of that division and has a chance to win the championship. It's just like the NL Central this year. Mm-hmm. Just because the AL East might have better teams than, say, the NL Central, that makes the race fun to see who gets the chance to win for a championship.
Scott Frost made an excellent point about talking about the Big Ten West versus Big Ten East, and he said, the reason that the Big Ten West isn't respected is because Nebraska isn't in a huge spot to win the Big Ten West right now. And I was like, that's probably a good point. If Nebraska is the Nebraska of the 90s or
the
Nebraska of the late 2000s, then we're not having this conversation where, because you're going to have Nebraska, you have Wisconsin, you have Iowa all fighting for top-notch superiority in the Big Ten West.
I mean, Iowa, I don't know if we list all the programs in college football. That's a top 25 annual program.
Yes.
Wisconsin's usually a top 12, right? Like,
right.
We don't think of them as that, but, I mean, they are consistently in the top 15 of the rankings. If Nebraska gets into that top 15 conversation, right, I mean, that's kind of where Penn State is.
Yeah.
Penn State's been better than that at times. Michigan just got back into the top 10, right?
Michigan State has had a couple down years in this stretch.
Top 25 conversation, right? So, it doesn't have Ohio State.
Right.
I mean, Ohio State is the team, and Michigan will see if they can finally take that, but it's just they don't have Ohio State every year. Otherwise, if Ohio State wasn't in this conference, I think the West would have a couple championship titles. But right, there wasn't controversy. There wasn't scandal. There was no – it was just really about football. Maybe Jim Delaney celebrating the end of his career. It felt a little bit more sportsy.
Yes.
Yesterday.
It was about the kids on the football field, which is how it should be.
Yeah.
This is what college football is all about, seeing those kids go out and make the best of their opportunities to get an education, to fill that next void until the NFL. That's the sport of college football. It's not about I know we have over-the-top coaches in the Big Ten Conference, like a P.J. Fleck occasionally, but it should be about the kids. And I feel like yesterday was about, all right, what's this player going to do on the football field this year? And I loved that it was about that and as opposed to off-the-field controversies.
And Lovie Smith got called up early yesterday.
Yes.
Scott Frost in Nebraska, their contingent, got here a little bit late due to travel delays. And I got to say, speaking with reporters, speaking with media people, I thought Lovie Smith was really good yesterday.
Yes.
I thought it was one of his best moments, best days as a seller of his program. Lovie is not the greatest orator. I don't think he tries to be. I don't think he tries to be teddy bearish. You don't have to be. I mean, Mark D'Antonio is not. Kirk Ferentz, who just went today, he's not that. But I think sometimes Lovie can be almost obstructive with us trying to learn about his program, right? I mean, that's our job is to learn about his program so fans get to know you a little bit more. So, I mean, some coaches, and Lovie's probably this way, probably feels like we're trying to invade his program and give out trade secrets or whatever. I thought yesterday, and we'll get to some clips here, I thought it was as good as he's been at letting us know about his program, selling his players, not hiding, like, expectations. Like, if we're asking about Isaiah Williams or Brandon Peters, he's talking about them excitedly.
Yeah.
To talk about, we think these guys can make a difference. Or, he brings up Kendrick Green out of nowhere. Like, he's saying, you guys should be aware of this kid and how good he is, and fans should be excited about that. I thought that was great. But I also thought it was great that he didn't make excuses.
No.
He was basically saying, we'll get to some clips here. This is a huge year. There's no, we are a bad team right now. We've been a bad team, but we think that's going to change. I thought that was refreshingly candid yesterday out of Lovie Smith, and not that fans are going to feel like their team's going to be better because he said that, but at least it felt like he has the urgency with this season that this is make or break for his program. That this is, if it's not going to happen now, then is this going to happen? Like, this is the time now for the program to turn around. I thought if you're a fan listening to that yesterday, it's like, okay, they feel what we're feeling. That, and Josh Whitman said it yesterday, too, that this is the year it has to start turning around because Purdue's done it. Minnesota's done it. Are we just going to keep kicking the can down the road and not have expectations? There's finally an expectation in his fourth year, third recruiting class, that now's the time to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple points, Lovie Smith, during individual podium sessions where I was like, this is not the Lovie that I'm accustomed to, when he was talking about whenever a reporter asked about the strength of the Big Ten West, and Lovie said, I think there's a team that finished near the bottom of the Big Ten that could surprise some people, and I think that program is the University of Illinois. And the second moment was whenever somebody asked him about where does that put Caron Taylor and Matthew Robinson in the quarterback conversation when you have Brandon Peters and Isaiah Williams. And he said, we've seen a lot from these guys. We knew we had a hole to fill, and so we filled it with some quarterbacks. They've had an opportunity to showcase. The new guys haven't. So they're going to get a huge look, these new guys. And I'm like, wow, this isn't Lovie.
It's obvious Brandon Peters and Isaiah Williams are the guys. He's not sugarcoating anything, right? He's not saying, oh, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to beat out Caron Taylor and Matthew Robinson. We know that's not true.
Yes.
So it was nice to just hear that and to hear that candidly about what his program is. I felt like we learned about his program. I feel like we learned what they're excited about and what they're facing this year. So here's a little bit of Lovie yesterday. I thought he hit it right off the bat about the candidness of what he was saying. Here's Lovie 6, Trevor.
You know, this time of year, everybody's going to have a great year, and there'll be a team that'll come from nowhere that will have an outstanding year. We plan on that being us. But the last part of our overhaul of our program is to have a better product on the football field. And across the board, we feel like we're in the best position to do that. As we look back on the last 3 years, you can look to a couple games that we let slip away. But for the most part, that's where our program has been. Not being able to win enough, teams being better than us, but our stick is a lot bigger now.
That's one of the best quotes I've ever heard Lovie Smith say as an Illinois head coach. That we think, yes, we have been bad. Like he's saying, we've been bad, and we're not going to say otherwise. That, we haven't been as bad as our record. No, we are what our record is. But we think that's about to change. Like that's as perfectly as I think you could have put it yesterday.
Yeah, because he could have easily just said, oh, it's part of the process. We've had a young team. No, he's saying we are what a record shows, and I really appreciated that look.
It was just nice to hear. Yeah. It was just nice to hear. Here's Lovie 5, Trevor, talking about the urgency of this year. I think.
Well, it's not playing.
Okay, don't worry about it. Yesterday. But Lovie was basically saying, absolutely, this is the year that we have to break through. We've been building up to this, is basically what he was saying yesterday. So that was really good to hear. We also had the breakout session. So everyone sees the podium, probably on TV, and then thinks, that's it. That's Big Ten Media Days. No, there's so many breakout sessions. And one of the best times to get Lovie is right after he's on the podium, on TV, some reporters gather. And right there, the main questions were about the transfer portal. And I asked Lovie how these transfers will affect his program, why it's what they wanted to do now, and how much the transfer portal plays into recruiting moving forward. Here's that clip from Lovie.
The transfer athletes that we have coming in, most of them have 2 years also. College athletes can use that to their advantage if things aren't working right. Get your degree, and there are good things that can happen to you. So we have a few of them that are kind of like junior college players coming in with 2 years, and they'll help us an awful lot. I mean, it's been documented. We have a couple players coming from, to the Pac-10. It's always about the quarterback position, and we're excited about Brandon Peters being able to compete with Isaiah Williams and Matt Robinson and Caron Taylor. There, it always starts at that position. So this is what's given us excitement. You know, I talk defensively about our guys. If you talk with Nate Hobbs, he's going to talk about how bad we were last year because he knows how much better we're going to be this year.
Yeah, and he also talked a little bit more about Brandon Peters. Lovie 4 here, Trevor, talking about Brandon Peters.
We wanted a player with experience and a guy that had played at a high level. You know, he started at one of the top programs in the country. Eventually, quarterbacks have to be able to throw the football. Brandon can throw it. And as I said earlier in the interview I was doing, first thing he said, Coach, I'm a better athlete than I'm giving credit for. And I just like talking ball with him, what little I've had a chance to do. Just think he can bring something different, you know, to our team. They looked around and he chose us in these fields. And I just know that those guys are happy. All of the transfers that we have happy and have jumped right into their role.
Yeah, I think it was exciting to hear him talk about that. They could talk about those transfers a little bit. I know he told you about Wally Batiku that he looks the part.
Yes.
Right? Like that's the kind of athlete that we want. So I just thought it was, I don't want to say a new Lovie, but it felt like a different approach. He was a little bit more jovial yesterday. I think he just sold his program better than he had in the past. Trevor, as you were watching that or seeing quotes come through on Twitter or whatever it was, did you get that feeling? Because even talking to some of the reporters around here, they're like, Lovie was pretty good today.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised at how open and forefront and honest Lovie was. And when I'm watching the press conference, you know, he comes out and says we were one of the worst defenses in the country last year. And I'm thinking, I don't know if we ever heard him say that in a post-game press conference or in any type of season wrap-up press conference all of last year. And he's probably not going to throw his team under the bus by saying, look, we're terrible in week three or
right.
something like that. But it was refreshing to hear that. And you know, how much can you take from media days? I don't know. Happy birthday to Tim Beckman's mom, by the way. But it was really refreshing to hear Lovie just come out and say point blank, we don't have a slogan this year. We need to win. Our defense was terrible this year. It needs to be better. He's taking onus, and I appreciate that as a fan.
There's a lot. Yeah, you mentioned Tim Beckman's mom. There was no Oski. There was no. And PJ is good at what he does. Listen, you can like him or hate him. He's a polarizing guy. It works for him. But if you're not winning and you're saying those things, it just falls on deaf ears, right?
Yes.
Like Tom Allen even has some cliches, and he's energized, and he kind of fits Indiana for what they need, kind of this scrappy underdog, whatever it is. But it was refreshing, just that no nonsense. It was no nonsense. Here's the truth about what we are, but this is why we're hopeful that it's all going to change. I thought it was just, I think he struck the right tone. So kudos to Lovie Smith for that. In the end, it's just talk, right? It's just talk. But as a college football coach, talk does matter, right? When you're selling a program, it's not when you're in the NFL and people are going to buy tickets regardless. It doesn't matter if people like you or not. When you're a college football coach, going to a fan base when you're a losing team, selling to recruits, that stuff matters.
Yes.
More than Indiana.
I mean, there's no donors for the Chicago Bears.
Right.
It's all season ticket buyers, and you have
that's CBS and Fox, right?
Yes. You have season ticket holders to really motivate to buying tickets. You have recruits. You have even high school football coaches to help you sell your program to those athletes of their programs. So you've got to sell to multiple different people, and I feel like that this year was the first year at Media Days that he really sold
his
vision was and embraced he kind of embraced the suck, as Joe Madden would say.
he did. And he embraced the role of what a head football coach is. It's a CEO and it's a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think Lovie's obviously proven over his long career he knows football. Right? I think he's shown he knows how to connect with players. Now it's, can you sell? That's the biggest transition from NFL coach to college coach. Rather than just building people in one building together, it's outside and selling that. And I thought this was probably his best performance at that. So giving him kudos for that. Now we'll get to see what happens on the field. But when we come back, Josh Whitman, he met with us yesterday. We had a great interview with him here, but he also talked about some other things with media yesterday. We'll get to some of that coming up. Our guest today, though, great guest list, Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune at 9, Howard Griffith, 9:30, Joel Klatt, you'll hear from him, some really good stuff from him, and then Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune at 10:30. That's all coming up on the Jeremy Warner Show.
The decision to put hardwoods on your floor actually isn't all that hard, because the Home Depot has Bruce Plano Marsh Oak solid hardwood flooring at a new low price of just $289 a square foot. It was $379. Your floors will give you the great look you want now and a boosted resale value later when it's time to sell your home. Today is the day for doing and for adding value with Bruce Plano hardwood flooring for just $289 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through August 4th.
I haven't had my teeth cleaned in years, but I don't like any of my current options. I wish there was another place I could go.
Live in Southern Champaign County? Need to schedule an appointment with a friendly, caring dentistry team? If you answered yes, you need to schedule an appointment with the new Tolono Family Dental in Tolono. When was the last time you had your teeth checked out? Do you have some pain in your mouth that won't go away? Then call Tolono Family Dental and get an appointment today. They're taking new patients now and serving all of Champaign County and beyond. Whether it's a checkup, a cleaning, a filling, or something a little more specific, the caring dentists, assistants, and hygienists at Tolono Family Dental will take care of you. 485
485-5760 is the number you need to call. That's 485-5760, 485-5760 to make an appointment today. Now offering $59 comprehensive exams and x-rays to all new patients without insurance. Tolono Family Dental, 202 P Street in Tolono.
Second Chronicles 7:14 states, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Please pray for our nation and leaders that we may seek the blessings and favor of the Lord. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
Great steak place. It's the Ribeye Restaurant for over 40 years with their famous salad bar and their delicious fried shrimp, chicken, and twice baked potato. The Ribeye Restaurant, 1701 South Neal Street, Champaign. Call for your reservations today.
Ribeye is the best. We're the one, the great one steak place.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com. The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Welcome back to the Jeremy Warner Show live at Hilton Chicago. We're at Big Ten Media Days, day two. We'll talk with Shannon Ryan, Howard Griffith next hour. I want to thank some of our sponsors for making these two great days possible, Farmer City Raceway and Eastland Suites. And we just put out the hot take poll question that should get all the hits. Austin, how do you like your pizza? Deep dish or thin crust?
I would say deep dish.
At Warner Show on Twitter. Let's get at it. I'm going thin crust. So that's our Chicago. Like, this is when you go to Chicago, you got to have this conversation,
yes,
right? Like, if they do a Chicago Bears game on NBC, Sunday Night Football, you have to have the deep dish conversation.
Oh, yeah, especially if the New York Giants are facing the Chicago Bears. It's like, all right, New York style
pizza,
or Chicago style.
Which pizza do you like? Cubs or Yankees? Getting to those conversations. All right, Josh Whitman met with Illinois media yesterday. Had a couple. We saw Bill Moose, the Nebraska AD, and he had a big press conference right when Whitman was talking. And we saw, as we were leaving at like 7 o'clock last night, we leave the hotel, and somebody's signing autographs of fans.
Yeah, I was like, what celebrity is
that?
Yeah,
what celebrity? Like, is it Harbaugh? Is it, who is it? It was Bill Moose. It was the Nebraska AD. And I sat there and thought about it, and I go, if I were a Nebraska fan, I might get Bill Moose's autograph, because look what he's done. He brought in Scott Frost, right, one of the hottest name coaches, and not that it was a hard hire because he's a Nebraska guy, had great success at Central Florida, but then he goes and gets Fred Hoiberg. Like, that's
solid 1-2 punch.
I mean, as an AD in the Big Ten, made two more slam dunk hires. Again, I don't know if those guys are ultimately going to be great.
Like, on paper, maybe Whitman? Getting Lovey and then stealing another Power 5 coach?
On paper, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think nationally the Nebraska hires were bigger.
Yeah, because right? Fred Hoiberg's actually coached in the NBA as well.
Right, and Hoiberg's had college success, even more so than Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Frost had more college success, obviously, than Lovey, who had none. Michigan is pretty big. Juwan Howard and Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Ward Manuel didn't hire Harbaugh. But he did hire Howard. That's a big nun. That's a big one. Bill Moose got a pretty good record.
Yes.
Anyway, let's get to Josh Whitman. And he was asked pretty early in his media availability about recruiting concerns. So Lovie Smith made, I think, four mentions of recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said, recruiting's going well, which was interesting, to say the least, that he said that four times yesterday during his introductory press conference. But Whitman was asked about recruiting, and here's what he said.
You know, what I really care a lot about is winning football games. And so, you know, we'll see as time progresses how the team starts to develop and ultimately what that yields on the field. And I get much more concerned about that than I do about recruiting rankings, than I do about particular commitments. I think certainly this year we will have another small class. We all recognize that. I think it might be smaller than people realize just because of some of the transfers in and out and the blue shirts and all the different things that come into play. So I'm not worried about that. I think really for me it's about kicking the ball off on August 31st and seeing how we go out there and compete.
Sure.
That's the right answer from an AD, right? I mean, yeah, I could worry about that, and I'm sure he'd like to see Illinois have more commitments at this point and have Mookie Cooper on board and Jalen St. John and Willis Singleton, especially St. John and Singleton. Those are the ones I think bother Illinois fans more than any. But it's all about wins.
Yeah.
And Lovie Smith would probably tell you, too, they're building up to 2019. Like, it is obvious the urgency of hitting the transfer market, and they'd like to add a couple more, I think, still at this point. 2019 is what matters most, and we've mentioned it. Owen Carney right now is more important than Willis Singleton, right? Or Richie Pettipon right now is more important than Jalen St. John to this program and to the staff's tenure.
Yeah, I mean, if we were playing a game, the game of faux Josh Whitman, if you were trying to relay that answer to that question, I feel like it would be another spot-on kind of answer because it is all about wins. If you get the wins, then recruiting could explode in the class of 2021, or even you could flip some guys in 2020. But again, it's all about getting to that bowl game level. And if you don't, then there's going to be some questions.
A lot of chips in this in this 2019 bowl in there on this table right now. So, I thought that was a really good answer by him. He was also asked about Lovie was such a big hire, such a brand name hire when he came on board, and he was on ESPN, all these things. And a couple years later, Illinois has some of the least buzz in the Big Ten, right? They're picked to finish at the bottom of the division. So Whitman was asked about that and what he feels about Lovie just a couple years into his tenure.
The reality is, as I travel with Lovie and as I go different places, he's still Lovie Smith. And you can't walk down a hallway, you can't walk through an airport without every person in that place knowing who he is and wanting to be around him. He's a national presence, he's a national name. I have no doubt that the reason we're in the conversations that we're in for some of these recruits, and they don't always come to fruition the way that we want them to be, but we're getting into the funnel for some really high-level recruits. You can see today on social media, we're in the Final Four, we're in the Final Three, whatever it might be. I attribute a lot of that to who Lovie is and his reputation within the game of football. And we're starting to see more and more of those recruitments come our way. So I think it's really gone about as much according to what we hoped it would. Obviously, we would like to win more games over the last 3 years, but in terms of the presence that Lovie provides, the visibility, the name recognition, I think that's still very much a big part of our brand and our identity with Illinois football.
All right, that's Illinois AD Josh Whitman talking about Lovie Smith entering year four. When we come back, the first of many great guests today, and our favorite one, Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune, next on the Jeremy Warner Show.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Join Addie's Bar and Grill every Friday night through the summer for live music and local bands, featuring groups including Champagne Freight, Dave and Brittany, Sapphire, and Dean Rich. This great summer lineup of musicians gets underway on Friday, June 7th, and continues every Friday night through the end of September.